Britain appears to be gearing up for war, sending more forces to the Persian Gulf region, as the United States has. But the British public seems a bit wary of a possible war against Iraq. So is the public wary of the government in general, or are they just opposed to a war?
Both, actually, I think. I think the British public are very cautious and cynical even about the government's kind of build-up of what looks like an imminent war in the Gulf. However, what I would say is that when you look at the history of conflict that we've been involved in, from the Gulf War to Bosnia to Kosovo, the British public tends to come behind the government once the decision's made.
Do you think the mood is any different today than it was 13 years ago at the beginning of the other Gulf War?
I think it is slightly different. I think last time it was easy to see that an injustice had been done, i.e. Saddam Hussein had invaded Kuwait, and therefore it was much more obvious as to why we were going to war. We were going to war to liberate a country to whom injustice had been done. This time it's not as clear-cut, but Kosovo wasn't as clear-cut either. And actually, so long as the UK Prime Minister at some stage gives some kind of evidence for justification for war, I do believe that the majority of the British public will fall behind the British government.
Prime Minister Blair is, of course, leader of the Labour Party.
Yes.
But it seems that more conservatives are backing possible war with Iraq.
Yes, it is ironic that when it comes to foreign policy, Tony Blair is quite, not right-wing, but certainly not left-wing, and I think the constituent that he fears most and he worries about the most is his own backbencher. And when you look at Tony Blair's speeches like last Tuesday, and he's going to be talking to the press today, a lot of the time he's gearing his words not to the Americans and not to the British public even at large, but to his own backbenchers, to reassure them that he's going about things in a cautious and intelligent and consensual way.
Is there much division? I know there is some. There have been some Parliament members who have spoken out quite strongly against a war with Iraq.
There is quite a lot of a division, but the press in the UK doesn't seem to give much airtime to the people who are against Iraq.
They take the they like to hear from the, I guess they just like here, they like to get the more sensational story.
Yes, and the picture of the Ark Royal deploying off to the Gulf last Saturday made a fantastic picture, whereas the picture of a left-wing backbencher criticizing the UK policy doesn't make such a good story.
Now, getting to the military troops heading off to the Persian Gulf, how many does Britain have they sent so far? Or just a roundabout, I guess.
Yeah, I think around about, to be honest, I'm reluctant to guess on that.
That's okay. Do you know what kind of commitment that Prime Minister Blair is prepared to make for a possible war with Iraq?
I don't know what he is prepared to make other than what he's announced already. The only particular thing he's announced is for the amphibious troops to be deployed on Ark Royal and HMS Ocean, and for HMS Ocean, which is a helicopter carrier, to be deployed as well. In other words, the additions to the Naval Task Group of 2003 that they sent. In terms of ground troops and parachute soldiers and so on, that would be something I'm happy to speculate, but it's not something I know.
Well, there are already a number of, there's quite a large British Air Force there overseeing the northern and southern no-fly zones.
Yes.
With the United States. I imagine that they would be called into duty.
Yes, I mean, almost certainly they would be involved in the initial air campaign that would almost certainly be the start of any war with Iraq. And there's some discussion in the press about the fact that more fighter aircraft might go into the Gulf region. And as we know, more have deployed to Jordan for an exercise over there. And pilots could easily be, moved to the Gulf area to take part in any war. But certainly, yes, they would be involved. But I also personally think that if a war does take place with Iraq and the UK supports the US, we will probably contribute a brigade's worth of ground troops.
In terms of numbers, what is a...
You're talking at least 12,000 troops. I think. It'd probably be the same troops that took part in the last Gulf War, which would be 7th UK Armoured Brigade.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for your time.
That's fine.
Is there anything else we need to add about the political situation? I was just thinking to myself, I wonder if how strong the opposition within the Labour Party is against the war.
The opposition is very strong within the Labour Party, and it is a real headache and a worry for Tony Blair. And in order to keep the backbenchers behind him, he will have to offer them something else, I think. That's not necessarily a second UN resolution, but it could be something like more evidence that the dossier that Saddam gave in December had gaps in it, and therefore he's not complying already.
The so-called smoking gun.
Yes. Yeah. I think the backbenchers don't want to be treated as children, and they'll say to him, look, come on, if you've got evidence, let's see it, even if you can't make it public.